The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hi everyone, it's Ariel.
And Shia, and good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are on this lovely planet of ours.
Welcome to Being Here. Today's show is How to Stay Centered in Times of Crisis.
Before we start, we need to tell you that we finish each other's sentences.
Just in case this is your first show with us, so you don't get concerned, it's our style of communication.
Right.
The other thing is, if you want to stay centered in times of crisis, we have lots of different points today to cover. However, the easiest way to avoid crisis in the first place is by being here. And today, if you want to be here most efficiently, let's start with listening.
Excuse me.
I choked him up.
Right, I'm all choked up. Because most of us don't really listen. We listen to our thoughts about what's being said. That's what most of us do. We listen to whether we agree, disagree, already know this, does this fit my agenda or what I want to get, how does this apply to my life, and that keeps you from being here in the moment. The reality is that listening, true listening, is hearing what another person is saying as though what they're saying is from their point of view and perfectly okay to hear as it is. So you're not saying, well, I disagree, or that's not true. Or see, it's about allowing new information to be new, to come in newly, rather than like you already know it. Because, see, if you really already knew everything there was to know, how interesting would life be?
I would make a suggestion to you to trust yourself today. You can trust yourself all the time, but starting now, you don't have to take notes about the show. You don't even have to take mental notes. And what you said, Shia, about listening to things as if they were new.
Yeah.
One of the things I noticed more recently, as we've launched the Premium Excellence Club, our subscription series online where we have the video mini sessions, I have been more engaged in watching the video mini sessions we've done with people, and some of them we recorded some time ago, some more recently. And I noticed that I don't have to listen to the information as it comes in to remember it. I assimilate it, but interestingly enough, the next time I watch it, even if it's a few minutes later or it's a week later, the information comes in newly, and there's whole other sets of possibilities that come along with watching or listening to it newly. So it doesn't matter if the themes we've talked about before, it doesn't matter if some of the content you've thought of before or heard before, what matters is your presence in your life. And if you're here listening to what we say newly, what the callers who call in say newly, it doesn't matter if you listen to this live or you listen to this show multiple times, it will be new. It will pull you into the moment, and in the moment is where your life transforms.
And transformation is a byproduct of getting into the moment and true listening, not agreeing or disagreeing, but hearing what's being said will pull you into the moment, and that's all it takes to have your life transform. Transformation is a byproduct of getting into the current moment of your life. And transformation, I mean enlightenment in the classical sense. I mean a sense of well-being, an ability to allow your shoulders to relax, where you're not worrying about what you can't do anything about, you're not worrying about a future that hasn't arrived, and you're not pondering or obsessing over how you could have done your life differently or what you should have said or what you should have done. Where that stuff falls away and you're purely interacting with your life moment by moment by moment.
There are three basic principles to instantaneous transformation, and these are particularly perfect for today's conversation regarding crisis, because if you get versed in the three principles, you will see how they relate to crisis itself. The first principle is this. Anything you resist, it persists. It grows stronger.
And it dominates your life.
So, in other words, if there's something you don't like, you don't want, you say no to, your resistance to it keeps it in place and keeps it right in the foreground of your thoughts. It's something that begins to eat your life. What you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life.
That's the first principle. The second principle is that you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now. You can only be where you are, how you are. Your life circumstances can only be what they are in the current moment. And your life shows up as it shows up in this current moment. Whether you like it or not is really irrelevant. The fact is that life shows up the way it does. Each moment is unique, it is new, and it's a new moment of now.
So your life circumstances can only be
exactly what they are right now. You can only be sitting where you're sitting, or standing where you're standing, or lying where you're lying in this moment.
Third principle is this. You kind of covered it all there.
Yeah, I figured it out, right.
Third principle. Anything you see and allow to be
exactly as it is,
without judgment,
completes itself.
This is the awareness principle.
And like Ariel said, without judgment. See, most of us automatically judge. It's a function of our mind to judge. That's why human beings are the predominant life form on the planet, because we have this very quick, facile mind that judges for danger and worries about possible futures and works on surviving. But you're not your mind. You have a mind. You're the one that listens to that inane conversation most of the time and believes it's you.
Well, part of what we're doing here at this show is allowing people to strengthen their ability to be here. Your mind is a well-developed machine.
And it's a future-oriented machine based on the past.
Satisfaction happens as you discover how to balance that with being here, so that you are not encased in your brain, but you have your mental faculties to pull upon as that great resource it is, rather than something that carries you away. And if you are not feeling centered in times of crisis, I guarantee you that you are letting your thought process carry you away like a runaway herd of horses. When we were preparing for this show today, we looked at the first principle is one of the things that is engaged.
Yeah, you see, that determines, you determine crisis in the first principle. Something shows up in your life that you don't like, don't want, which would be different. And that's the first principle. Anything you resist, disagree with, don't like, will persist. So if you're if you disagree with the way your life is showing up, rather than be there with it, see, it can only show up the way it does, second principle. If you disagree, first principle, it will continue that way. But if you allow, not accept, because accept, first you deny it and don't want it, and then you say, okay, I'll accept it. We're talking about allowing it to be the way it is, which is more of a relaxation around how your life is showing up, rather than trying to make it turn out the way you think it ought to. And most of us are caught in this control problem where we're trying to control what's uncontrollable, and that is life and how life shows up.
So, crisis happens when you say no to what is, and it in general is an amplification of how you deal with your life. So let's step back a moment and not look at crisis itself. Let's look at how you are interacting with your life. It's about bringing awareness to how you operate day in, day out, not just when things get big and challenging. Are you being a yes to things? Do you engage in what you have to do? Are you doing what you're going to do anyway, or are you thinking about what you have to do?
Or are you thinking about whether you want to or not? See, it's all irrelevant what you want. The question is if it needs doing and you're going to do it anyway, why waste your life in contemplating what you're going to do anyway? See, this is the only moment of your life, really. The past hasn't gotten here yet, or the past is over, excuse me, and the future hasn't gotten here yet.
Now, a quick example of a crisis situation that wasn't a crisis. Fernanda, a friend of ours, came on Monday night. She was talking about being in a restaurant, picking up her water glass, and how the water glass just shattered. For some reason, it just shattered in her hand, sprayed glass, sprayed water everywhere. And she was shocked that she wasn't shocked. She was shocked that she didn't have that rush of
anger and upset,
and that she was not feeling like yelling at the waiter or the staff for why did it happen. Obviously, it had to be cleaned up. She was wet. The table was wet. The floor was wet. She actually even called the manager over to alert them that there was still water on the floor that another patron might slip on and get hurt, but not with any aggression or anger. She didn't decide not to be upset. The way she's been living her life has set her up to be centered as an expression of herself. When unexpected, shocking events happen in her life, she was there to meet it, because she's there to meet it in her life in
the little things,
the minutia of your life. And that's the place to start. The minutia, and then the crisis takes care of itself.
Right, that is true. So here we go. It's time for our first break. And so please come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to have a little shout-out to all the Europeans who were on the international call with us yesterday. That was such a great call. It was so inspiring. If you're in the European community and you want to be part of our conference calls, the next one is right after the New Year on Tuesday, the 5th of January. You're invited. You can go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, and find out how to locate the people in the European community and
find a hub that
you can
join.
Be a part of. Also, the Premium Excellence Club, I was listening to the ads along with you. It is really great. You can go check that out on our website. We're having so much fun as the people join up, and we see people joining from all over the U.S.
We had a lady sign up yesterday or day before from Tokyo, Japan,
so it's,
and different people from Europe. And it's really wonderful because those little mini sessions, video mini sessions that we do are so inspiring that we get inspired watching them.
By the way, if you aren't a part of our email newsletter, our free email newsletter, this month we have lots of offerings with articles and with a video holiday message from us and mini sessions and whatnot just for everybody. So don't forget to sign up for the Excellence Club.
And you get there by going to TransformationMadeEasy.com. You know, the truth of the matter is transformation is easy, but most people don't realize it. You know, there's a story about a Zen monk. His name was Bankai, and he was supposed to be the most enlightened of all the Zen monks, and he sat on a hard rock for 20 years, and then he became enlightened. And after doing all that sitting and meditating for 20 years and becoming enlightened, when he was enlightened, he realized that the sitting isn't what did it. That didn't produce the enlightenment. And Ariel and I have spent, you know, a lot of time. You know, I took my first workshop as a participant when I was in 1972. That's a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariel and I have been leading workshops together for the last 22 years. But prior to that, I spent maybe 20 years or more looking for enlightenment. And when I found it, or it found me, I realized that everything I did, I had to do, but it didn't produce we have discovered that enlightenment is easy, and all it requires is being here.
One of the great teaching tools, Shai, and I personally have, is fly fishing. I know that each of you in your own life have activities that you get thoroughly engaged in that can be teaching tools for you as well. One of the things that Shia has recently discovered is if he watches the tip of the fly rod, if he simply watches it, it tells him what's going to happen, how to execute it in a way that he's had this jump shift in his ability to fly fish.
To cast a fly rod.
And it is so wonderful. It happens from watching rather than trying to make your line go where it wants, trying to do it with force, trying to go faster or farther. It's about being here and watching what is rather than watching where you want to get to.
We've got a caller on the line.
Christiana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hello, Christiana.
Hi.
So lovely to hear your voice.
How you doing?
Oh, thank you. It's so nice. Something very, very strange happened.
Tell us.
And it happened right now because
yes.
I tried to call in
mm-hmm.
from Germany,
right.
And my telephone always said, this is the wrong number. There is no connection. So I really got into a crisis right now. And I was listening to the show, and I thought, oh, this is not good, because all my questions were already answered, and I have no question left. So
what was your question that prompted your calling us?
Well, my first question was that I really get very stressed out when this theme of money arises.
Yes.
At the end of the month, the money is normally it's not enough for the whole family.
Yes.
Right.
And then this year, my husband got a new job, and he earns much more money than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided that, well, our daughter wants to go in a foreign country to learn a language for half a year, and it's expensive.
Yes.
And so we decided to do that. And
yes.
Suddenly, we're in the same situation again.
Yes.
Yes.
That's perfect. Let me speak to you about that for a second. See, you have a comfort zone that you may not be aware of.
Mm.
And that comfort zone is being uncomfortable about money. Somehow, in that environment, you have survived.
Mm.
Even though it's been uncomfortable, even though you don't like it, your relationship has survived, and you've survived when there's been this crisis around money. So it becomes an element or a requirement for your mind to feel like it will survive if you're worrying about money. So then you overextend yourself. No matter how much you make, you spend more so you can feel uncomfortably comfortable.
Mm. And whether it is what you spend or a person's weight or their health or how they keep their house up, most of us have habits that are uncomfortable to us or repeating situations of stress. But if you take a look, they are ones that you repeatedly create. Ms. Shia said, it is your comfort zone. It is more uncomfortable to be faced with that stress being released, because then you have to face the intimacy and intensity of being here. If you can keep yourself preoccupied, you don't have to fully be here or fully be with your husband or fully be with your food as you eat it.
And it, in a way, it allows you to avoid the domination of life in that or the apparent domination of life, in that if you're worrying about money, then if your husband asks something of you, his asking it becomes an intrusion because you're doing something serious, like worrying about money, which is more important than going and having fun.
Okay, yes.
You understand?
Yes, I understand.
That's great.
Wow. Okay.
And your other question?
No more questions.
No questions. No. Excellent.
You know, the other thing, too, Christiana, it's like, I know your sister. Well, she's kind of like your sister. You look so young. Your daughter wants to go study for 6 months, and you're setting it up for her. But there are oftentimes other solutions or modifications that wouldn't put you under stress, but you don't even consider them because for you, stress is such a lifestyle, it's the only way. Whether it's she gets a job before she goes and earns a piece, or she goes for 4 months instead of six, or you find a program, you know, like you just don't even occur to you to investigate alternatives because you're used to what you got.
So I can lean back and just relax and enjoy my life?
That would be an excellent starting place. Oops, excuse me. That would be an excellent starting place.
I'm not sure if, well, you know, lean back for some people is really where it's at. For you, it may be that you're so leaning forward trying to figure out. It may be letting your shoulders drop and leaning back.
But leaning back may be good because you're so forward-thinking that you're constantly leaning forward. If you lean back a little bit, you may indeed become centered.
There are other people listening to this call that leaning back and relaxing is not the thing. It's actually leaning forward and relaxing.
Right.
Because they are so lost in thinking about what should I do.
Yes.
That they're not engaged in their lives.
But for my life, I can see that. I'm always thinking of how can I earn more money? What can I do? What is my
profession for me? Christiana, that is what keeps you from earning more money. Because you're not available when opportunities arise because you are thinking about, often the future, working on what isn't rather than being where you are so that when an opportunity arises, you can seize that opportunity rather than it goes by because you're busy thinking about how to earn money in the future.
And I know we often talk about this on this show, Christiana, but a lot of it can really happen by engaging in what's in your environment. You don't. It's less useful to think about how to make money than it is, for instance, to
clean
your
dishes,
make your bed, because that engagement gets you up to speed. And when you're up to speed, things occur to you that you can act upon.
And
guess what? We have to take a break.
Okay.
If you stick around,
you can come back with us, okay?
Yeah.
Come on back, everyone. And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We had the luxury to chat with Christiana over the break, and she was telling us how powerful the international call was yesterday. And we were also discussing how incredible it is to be connected in with this community. And you're doing it now by listening to the show, but I would like to extend an invitation to you all to come to our seminars. If you are anywhere near the New York area, Monday Night Alive is an incredible resource, and it's so easy to get busy and forget and to say, oh, you know, I don't have the time for this or that. Give yourself that luxury. The weekends are amazing. This weekend we're doing Money, Success, and Happiness. Wealth is a Lifestyle. It is happening in New York City. We have people coming in from Europe, coming in from Georgia, coming in from all over. You're invited. If it's a little too close for you, the passion
revitalize your life.
It's January 8th through 10. We have people coming in from all over for that. Join us. It is worth it. What a great way to jumpstart
your life
here.
Yes, and your life.
Christiana, thank you so much for calling
in
today.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a nice time on the call.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
We have Anina on the line. You there, Anina?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you calling
Anina.
From?
I'm calling from home, from Lower Ermen, Niederungen.
And where is that?
That's in Switzerland.
Aha!
Uh-huh. The snowy mountains now.
Snowy mountains.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I have a question. I've realized that my mom's illness is making it difficult for me to stay centered and in the present moment. So I've realized that my thoughts go wandering off even when I'm treating patients and so, and I'd like to know what you can tell me about this.
Well, look, Anina, your mind, like all our minds, are is a survival machine.
Yep.
It's based in your extrapolating from your past, possible futures, so that you can survive. But it doesn't plan nice futures. It plans difficult, life-challenging futures, so your mind skips off to the worst possible scenario, not the best. Because if
Yes,
because to survive, you've got to survive the worst possible scenarios, not that life will turn out great. So, and you've been raised in a world full of people who've been living in this survival-based, mind-based idea that you have to plan or try to manipulate your future so it turns out so you survive. There's this other possibility that you discover with transformation or enlightenment where you relax into your life and you discover how your life is unfolding and you're there for it moment by moment rather than worrying about, one, what you can't do anything about because the future doesn't get here until it does and it always arrives as a moment of now. So worrying about the future does not impact the future. It impacts your life currently because you're not being in your life. You are off worrying about something else.
Now, when you this is such a great question, Anina, because all of us have loved ones, and at some point, one or another of our loved ones is going to have a health issue or something that we cannot control. And what happens when your mind flicks to your mother having an illness, and then, of course, it runs off to possible futures. What if it gets worse? What if she dies? What will I do? I will miss her, all of those things. But when what happens is you discover that she's ill and you find yourself disturbed by that, don't resist being disturbed. There's something about if you can just give yourself the grace to let yourself have all of those emotions that might arise from a situation like this, and also to recognize the emotions are not being generated by the situation.
So the emotions are not caused by what's happening. Those are your emotions that have been buried in you your whole life, and this event
accesses it, triggers it,
but it isn't causing you to be upset. See, most people misidentify the cause of their emotions and feelings and thoughts as the circumstances are causing them. That isn't the case. The reality is that your body is made up of billions of cells, and there is a nervous system in there, and there's a digestive system, and a respiratory system, and an excretory system, and a reproductive system, and all these systems of cells are working together, and there's body sensations, and there's feelings and emotions, and that's all wrapped up in you, not caused by something outside of you. You can either be the author of your life, or you can be the victim of your life. That choice is up to you.
Yeah.
If you blame how you're feeling and what you're feeling on the circumstances, then you're always the victim of your life because the circumstances are completely outside our control. But the way you're being with those circumstances is in your control. If you stay moment to moment with them, they lose their power over you.
I'll give you an example. This past Monday Night Alive, again, it was so great. We had a woman who be there who we really love. She stood up to say that she was quite upset because her boyfriend is moving out. And it's not what she thinks she wants, obviously. She was upset, she was sad, and she was angry because wasn't going the way she wanted. And what was really interesting is that as lovely as this person is, and she is truly a gem, when we see her, we smile, our hearts lift. I'm also really clear that she has this nugget of upset and sadness and anger in her. And if you scratch a little bit,
you'll find it.
You'll find it. And so this is her opportunity to experience that nugget of unexperienced emotions that she weights herself down with and carries around all the time. In the case of your mother, I'm really clear that underneath the disturbance that you're feeling and how your thoughts are flicking off to her is just such a deep well of love.
Yeah.
And it's a little intense for you to let yourself experience it.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is, yeah.
But that's your humanity. That's your grace. That's your greatness is locked in there too, Nina. You should see Shai's face. He's practically, well, he's tearing up while talking
with
you.
I'm thinking that this is what I was born to do, what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that we're that we have the opportunity to work with people so they discover they are not controlled by the circumstances of their lives, that they can actually be the author of their lives, that they don't have to be run by the circumstances, and they don't have to keep creating circumstances that are crisis situations. Because many people live their lives going from one crisis to the next in these rolling, overlapping upsets that never seem to clear up. And when they're happy, they're upset because they're afraid it's going to end, and when they're sad, they're upset because they think, oh, never end.
Yeah.
And so I just feel so blessed by my life that it's allowed me to do what I'm doing with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being on this radio show is just such a gift.
It's a blessing on either side. And
say again?
It's a blessing for both.
And being able to talk with you, being able to know you when you live in Switzerland, I mean, that's such a gift.
Yeah, it is. It's completely awesome, actually, if you think of it.
It is.
Yeah,
you know, a couple of thoughts to be that may be supportive for you, Anina. The first is that sleep is empowering. Oftentimes when people get a little stressed, they don't sleep enough. And lack of sleep can actually create stress. It can throw you into a crisis thought process. Sometimes people also resort to junk food rather than eating a good meal. I know it's silly, but it's really true. There's something about heartwarming, real food, and getting enough sleep that you are prepared to deal with things. The other thing for you is I would pay attention to how you use your eyes. I know this sounds odd, but if you pay attention, if you recall something, think of where, recall a thought, your eyes will go one direction, like up and to the left or down to the floor to the left or up to the right. When you're projecting possible futures, they're going to gaze off in another direction. What you need to do is keep bringing your eyes back to what you're doing, because if you skip off in your thoughts and you're looking off into the distance, never land.
Into the mountains, the snow-capped mountains of Switzerland.
you better actually be looking at those mountains when you're looking at them rather than reading a script that was predetermined in your thoughts. Because your thoughts are not going to tell you good things. It's just going to recreate crisis.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you for answering my question.
We're going to take a break now. Come on back, everyone.
Should I say goodbye to you?
Bye.
Don't worry.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Spiritual Workout with host Stephen Morrison helps you go beyond the books, CDs, and the workshops you've gone to learn spirituality. Stephen will passionately help you see which of 15 universally spiritual concepts apply to your circumstance and how. Now there's a way to help you live it every single day. Work out every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Spiritual Workout with your host, Stephen Morrison, on Seventh Wave Network. A practical path to a happier, more peaceful, and richer life experience.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Yep, welcome back. Shall we take our next caller? We have
should.
One. Mr. Yorn, you there?
Hello.
Hi, Yorn.
Where are you calling in from?
From Germany.
From Germany.
Excellent.
I was going to say this is actually Fred from Jupiter.
Fred from Jupiter? Okay.
Because there was a song in the 80s in Germany, Fred from Jupiter.
Oh, we
didn't know that song.
And that reminded me when Ariel said yesterday, oh, it's not like Fred.
For those of you wondering what he's referring to, on the international call, we had a challenge hearing somebody's name,
because
which was a name we'd never
heard before. And so it was so new to us, we couldn't hear the pronunciation. And Ariel said, well, it's not like Fred. And
so, which is perfect. It goes off to Jorn's backlog of Fred from Jupiter. Well, thank you. Now we're aware of that song.
So do you have a question, Jorn?
Not really a question. I've been wondering about this. I mean, for one thing, my mother is very serious ill, and I'd like to say something about that also. But I was thinking about that Costa Rica thing for a few days now.
What Costa Rica thing for a few days now?
One or two weeks that you do in Costa Rica.
Yes. What about that?
And I'm in a position where I can't really go, but I wanted to go for a long time. And so it led up to me asking you whether there would be a different way of paying. And I actually want to apologize to you and to myself, because I put in the email, I told you that I was enjoying the radio show so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to all the old shows and getting so much out of the calls and what's in there. And I told you that besides some meals, I'm kind of living from those shows. And then I was asking for, like, if there's any possibility to pay on a credit or so. So I wasn't feeling very well after the email, mm-hmm. maybe also because I thought, oh, they might say no, what you did. But also... I kind of realized, because I said I'm enjoying the show so much, and now I need to go to Costa Rica and please make it possible for me, instead of just maybe deciding, okay, now is maybe not the time, and I will go some other time. So, yeah.
Well, let me speak to you about that for a second.
Yes.
See, there may be ways that you could raise the financial, the money that you need to come to Costa Rica if you truly, truly want to. It is a possibility, but I don't think you've explored all of the possibilities.
In general, I would say yes, but in 4 or 5 weeks?
I've seen it happen. First of all, let's use Costa Rica as a metaphor. So for all of you listening, it's not about whether or not Jorn makes it to Costa Rica. It's that Jorn has identified something he feels he wants. And then there's obviously appropriate. I can say I want a Bentley, but I don't. So obviously I'm not going to make the money to get a very, very expensive car because I don't, in fact,
really want it.
So that's one of the first things for people to look at, because otherwise you're going to create this internal crisis in yourself that you can't have what you think you want.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually seen people recently come to Monday Night in crisis about not having a baby yet or getting a boyfriend or girlfriend. There's this idea that something out there is better than here.
Right.
Then there's the heartfelt desire to do something. And it was interesting, we got an email just today, from a gal who signed up, who didn't have resources, who's been doing extra things like getting extra jobs, this commitment to herself to do what she felt in her heart she wanted to do propelled her forward into doing things and in thinking new ways and coming up with options and being active and engaged rather than sitting back and thinking about her life. So as you're talking, you're still coming from a framework of being a victim of your life rather than the author of your life.
As somehow incapable of having it all. And what we've discovered, Jorn, is that when a person wants something like a longer course with us in Costa Rica, frequently that is the carrot that they put out in front of themselves to drive themselves to do what they have to do to earn the extra money. And a lot of the people that come to Costa Rica aren't wealthy. They have to get extra jobs to make it happen. But there's a desire in them that pulls them forward. There's a young man, I'm sure he'll be fine with my speaking about him. His name is Gio, and he wanted to come to Costa Rica last year, and he didn't have the money. So he spoke to somebody at his bank and borrowed the money to come. And
oddly enough, it was the first time he'd ever borrowed money for anything. He paid it back. He paid it back quickly. It propelled him into his life.
And this year he's coming for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's...
And it may be that this is not the year for you.
Exactly.
I think it's less the year for you because you've been thinking about Costa Rica for a while. So you weren't making actions to have it happen. Tells me that you think you want to go, but you don't really want to go.
I think I'm too afraid of the debt I have already and asking the people I could ask.
Well, maybe it's time for you to take care of your debt.
That's right.
Maybe that's where your life is moving.
Yes, I think it is.
I think that's incredible.
That's great, you know?
We had our friend Lenore, who was on the show about debt. She wanted to go to Costa Rica. We discovered she was in significant debt, and we said, no, you can't come. Handle your debt, and then you can come. And Costa Rica was such, and we told her she can't even come to weekends anymore. We wanted her to go handle things appropriately rather than, you know, pretend to be doing well and be in debt. And she got going.
And she got to work in such a way that within a year she had paid off a very substantial debt.
And she got to come to Costa Rica also, and she started returning to all the weekends because she handled it all.
Yeah, because I suspect at first I decided, oh yes, I will do it. I will ask somebody, maybe the bank or friend or whatever. And I think that road would be to perpetuate.
Your next week's radio show is on passion. It's called Got Passion. That's what's next for you, about going with passion. We have to end the show now. We really appreciate your calling in.
Thank you so much for calling. And
yes, thanks.
And share transformation with people. Let people know there's another option other than going from circumstance to circumstance and upset to upset. There's a possibility of living
a brilliant life,
a stress-free life, a delightful life.
Everyone, we invite you to come on back
and don't miss being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.